With my hand on my heart, I make this promise now to you. I'll be there if you need me, no matter what you do. And I'll never let them stop you from following your star. This I swear, with my hand on my heart. Do the right thing, sometimes take one for the team. Don't let compromise light the path to someone else's dream. I'll be right here to the end from the start. This I swear, with my hand on my heart. And I hope you cross the land and sea and become all you want to be and bring the world back to me.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 690. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 28 minutes as we talk about the albums I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from London's Cox Bar. The song is called With My Hand on My Heart, and that's more or less the title track of the band's new album, Hand on Heart, which came out April 5th on Pirate Press Records. The band is about as foundational to the Oi genre as you can be. They were once angry and violent men, and now they're older statesmen with advice to offer. This is the band's last album, but it's still got lots of energy to it and always those hooks. Give that one a listen. I think you're going to enjoy it. I got music for you this week, including this one from Emperor Penguin. The song is called Brand New Yesterday.
All I deserve. After all,
welcome back to the Too Much Rock podcast. We just heard a couple of different power pop songs there with a slightly different take on the genre, ending there with Honey Chain from Los Angeles and the song Bombs Away. That was the lead-off track of the band's album Crushed, which came out in 2017 on Screaming Apple Records. Sounds a little like an early 80s kind of skinny tie power pop, but mixed with some 90s sounds in there. That one was produced by Kim Shattuck, and it sounds a lot like that as well. The band may have had a second album. I don't know. It looks like they did, and then it disappeared. I'd kind of like to get that. So if you know anything about that second album, let me know. I mailed the band, but I didn't hear back. Before that, we heard from Emperor Penguin from London and the song Brand New Yesterday. That was on the band's album Soak Up the Gravy, which came out in 2020 on Cool Cat Music. They've had a couple of albums since there, and including a new one this year that I'd like to pick up, but I haven't been able to find that one yet. That band, of course, trades in somewhere between the Beatles and the XTC, a little bit of psych, a little bit of power pop, and some really good stuff there. That band's always consistent. Anyway, I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. I'm going to change things up here and get a little heady with Jason Blake. This one's called Rift and Reckoning.
Thank you. is dark. October now, another month, I'll be back home. I can't describe the hollow sound my jugular makes as it rolls around. I see you in the black house, see you in the shade, looking in your windows, soft and tame, an overturned bus on the highway. I need you to stay the fuck away from me. Easier than to watch as you disappeared into the
sure how, but those two kind of work together for me. We started that set with Jason Blake featuring Raphael Weinroth Brown and the song Rift and Reckoning. That's on the band's three-song EP, Candle Burn, which came out April 5th on 7D Media. I think that's run by somebody from King Crimson, so that makes sense. Jason Blake plays the war guitar, which is a guitar with a lot of strings that you tap instead of strum. And normally something like that scares the hell out of me, but I like the way he does that. It's got such a nice feel to it. It kind of feels slinty to me in a way. At least that's how my head processes it. After that, we heard from the Ophelias from Cincinnati and the song Soft and Tame. That's on the band's EP Ribbon, which will be out this Friday, April 12th. Self-released, digital only. You can find that on Bandcamp just like I did. Though I think good things are in store for that band, so digital only won't be in their future much longer. That's a nice little EP there. Anyway, I've run out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 690, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me in your favorite social media networks like X, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube at Sid Much Rock or Too Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, our busy April continues with Chaperone on the 8th at the Midland. On the 10th, Nation of Languages play in Liberty Hall. On the 11th, Hellevate is at Farewell. James McMurtry is at Knuckleheads. Likes is at Rhino. And Fitch Hutchinson is at the Ship. On the 12th, Till Willis plays an early matinee at the Replay. On the 13th, we've got 6% at Record Bar or Hockey Smile at the Old Folks Home. On the 14th, Claire Adams plays at Knuckleheads. On the 18th, Waxahachie is at the Uptown. On the 20th, Cease and Desist is at the Record Bar. Still Ill is at Howdy. Dreamist is at Farewell. Or Creepy Jingles are at the Replay. The 21st, Interrupters come to the Uptown. On the 24th, Flooding is at Howdy. Or Brittany Howard is at the Starlight. On the 25th, Always is playing the Truman. I really need tickets to that. Graham Parker's at Knuckleheads that night. On the 26th, William Elliott Wetmore is at the Record Bar, or 90 Minute Cassette make their debut at Mini Bar. Roseline plays a matinee at the Replay that day, and RX Ghost plays at the Brick. On the 27th, Uncouth is at the Mini Bar, Men of Men are at the Ship. On the 28th, Cheekface is at the Bottleneck. On the Cataphract is at Farewell that night, and on the 30th, Primus plays at Azura Amphitheater. Looking at the website, there are lots of new things out there. 5 different shows with my photos, videos, and thoughts, including one with Silk, Camzen, and Stoop, one with Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum and Seasoned Risk, one with Steel Animals, Pet Mosquito, and Cool 100s, another one with Whiffs, Sparrowhawk, and Nature Boys, and then also one with Punch Love, Still Ill, and Admin Reveal. I think I've saved time for one more, if I hurry, though I'm not sure that's going to happen. It started a couple weeks ago. I was listening to Cap'n Jazz, thinking about their reunion shows, wishing I could make it to one, thinking about how much I enjoyed Tim Casella's voice, but never really liked Joan of Arc. So I went to pick up that Joan of Arc record, re-listen to that one, see how it stood up, but I couldn't find it, which means I sold it at some point, which makes sense, because like I said, it didn't really do anything for me. So I went out and got it again, and that's how it ends up here on the podcast this week. So we're going to play the song An Aviary. It's on the band's debut album, A Portable Model Of, that came out in 1997 on Jade Tree Records. It's an emo record, but it's got analog synths and space and expanse that I guess I didn't appreciate at the time, but I've really enjoyed listening to here over the last couple of weeks, and I hope you do too. So we're going to end things here with Joan of Arc and An Aviary. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you.